coffee with my own team. But we thought two goals from Fermin got. First one could have been avoided, albeit it was a good finish. We're caught in our heels a bit. Second goal, we're all shouting for offside. Whilst that looks offside, it's actually a ricochet after the defender. And it was a good finish. But then we started, I mean, that's 18 minutes, we're 2-0 down against a team that's no one again. So what you do is you don't give them the spirit that they need. And it was a fascinating outcome in the first half to come back. And we could have been 2-0. It could have been 4-2 in the first half, with two great chances in the last 10 minutes. But don't be silly. 2-2 at half time, went in, got the fans on their side, playing in their favoured end. Nobody would deny us the right to win the game. We had gone to the statistics there, we were well on top on possession and all the rest of it. So, Bobby Lynn will do my head in, you know. He came to see me on Tuesday. And to be fair, see you last week against Air United. I should have put Bobby on at half time, and I didn't. And he's no longer in tell me, you know. But unfortunately, it's no Bobby who makes the decisions, it's me. And he had a word with me on Tuesday. And I told him, I said to him on Wednesday, Thursday at training, I said, well, if we're needing you going, I'm going to put you on the bench. I'm definitely going to put you on, Bobby. What a magnificent goal, and he makes a penalty. Step six, mate. Just a breath of fresh air, and the fans love him, as you all know. You know, it makes my job more difficult not to play him. But that's the difference between the two teams. Was Bobby Lynn's magnificent finish, really. Didn't think Dunfermline were that bad. Didn't see Dunfermline. I didn't see them. I thought we were well on top second half. Though, I would say I didn't see us losing the game.
There's not many players in this division that scores that goal that Bobby Lynn scores for number three, isn't there? It's a special footballer.
He hasn't been playing a lot, to be honest. You know, Gavin Swankey's on the bench today, he's step seven. But we had a lot of. We really worked hard. I think Jim Duffy got it right. People need to be very careful about when they're maybe taking our goals for granted. In terms of part time and the rest of it. Jim Duffy, I didn't think he'd be any better. Jim says on Monday after the United game, he says, I'm delighted going down the road here with a point. He says, because nobody respects our both more than me and me, of course. He turns in and says, they pumped us in the first half, and would you believe it, they pumped us in the second half. So that, you know, go up to Inverness, beat the top of the league. Play Kilmarnock 3 weeks ago in front of the telly, we should have won. So, you know, we're going to be a hard team to beat.
What does it mean when you go 2-0 down like that? That's the flip side of it, though, isn't it?
There's because a wee question in my spirit. It's the first time this year. In fact, that's twice. We went 2-0 down against Team of the South and we come back as well. I've got a great spirit in the dressing room. We're part time. We use that as a cause. Everybody feels. Everybody thinks they'll beat the. Are both because we're part time, but that's not entirely fair. But anyway, look, let's not get carried away with it. It's 22 points for 12 games. Bring on Hamilton next week. Let's get on with it. I've not got any issues whatsoever. I'm absolutely delighted for all the Arbor supporters.
I know. But you're still using that. You know that we're part time. Nobody. Kind of, almost a kind of siege mentality there, you know. Nobody believes
at home in particular, do you think? I'll tell you what the siege mentality is. I'm no that sort of manager that's going to trip up with stupid statements in the paper and what we're going to do and all the rest of it. What we're going to do is stay in this league. That's, and I mean that with it, honestly. I lost one of my best pals this week, as a lot of did. Walter would be very happy with that result today again for us. He'd be the first on the phone saying to me, Denny, keep your feet in the ground, Dick. Denny, get yourself too excited. And I'm not. I just want to stay in the league, and because it can develop the football club. See what's happening here. It's a lovely place. Hospitality's packed the day. Honestly, there must be half of them Dunfermline supporters. It's fantastic to have a rapport with them all. The pitch is beautiful. I'm just very happy for everybody connected with the club, and let's bring it on. I've not got an influence on Peter's team, never had done, so I haven't got enough lot to say about that.
I know you had a wee bit in the paper today, but I mean, has it been a difficult week for you?
It's been a difficult week for me, because I roomed with Walter in 1969, stayed in the same place, and we've been friends for 50 odd years. God bless him. Helped me enormously, even when I was at Dunfermline. In the Bert Payton days, we would phone, we were very friendly with Walter and Archie, and I have been all my life, really. And, he was a very, very sensible. I've never heard anybody say a bad word about him. Do you know why? Because he's just a decent fella. And I thought it was a total surprise. I spoke to him last week, 2 or 3 days before he passed on, and I never ever thought that was going to be as serious as that. But if you see the tributes that have been written, I've never seen anything like him in my life. He deserves every single one of them, I can assure you. I've never heard him say a bad word, even when he was cheating me at the golf.
What was the circumstances you were rooming with him?
With what?
You said you were rooming with him?
Well, I signed at Dundee United in 1969. And he was already at Dundee United. We all stayed in the house in Broughty Ferry, Seafield Road. And he was a leader then, honestly. See if you weren't on that minibus in the morning. He would go fucking nutcase to see if your kitchen wasn't clean and your bedroom wasn't clean. He'd slap you off the back of the head. And his principles no longer are there for everybody. But listen, it's got to do with our both of you. It's a fantastic result for us. All right?
That's great, I appreciate it.
How are you getting on, son?